आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
इदं शरीरं श्रुणु सूक्ष्म संगीतं लिंगं तप पंचीकृत भूत संभवम्। दिस इज सटल बॉडी। इदं, इदं मीन्स दिस, दिस यू कैन सी लाइक दिस, द सटल बॉडी ऑल्सो वी एक्सपीरियंस, सो दिस इज दिस शरीर। श्रुणु लिसन, सूक्ष्म संगीतम इट इज कॉल्ड सूक्ष्म एंड ऑल्सो कॉल्ड लिंग शरीर। व्हाई इट इज कॉल्ड लिंग शरीर? बिकॉज इट इज अ साइन ऑफ द लाइफ। आदमी जिंदा है कि नहीं, साइन इज सटल, प्राणायाम ऑफ सटल बॉडी। एंड ऑल्सो वी गेट ऑल दिस नॉलेज इन दिस लिंग शरीर, इन द अंतकरण, इन द माइंड, इन द इंटेलेक्ट। नॉलेज ऑफ द सेल्फ ऑल्सो हैपन्स देयर इन दिस लिंग शरीर, एंड डिस्क्रिमिनेशन ऑल्सो हैपन्स इन दिस अंतकरण ओनली। लिंगम तो अपंचीकृत भूत संभव, तो इट इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द ग्रॉस बॉडी, इट इज मेड अप अपंचीकृत महाभूत ही, एंड द ग्रॉस बॉडी इज मेड अप पंचीकृत महाभूत ही, इट इज डिफरेंट। एंड हाउ इज इट दैट सवासनम, सवासनम विथ वासना, ऑल द इंप्रेशंस टेंडेंसीज दे आर कमिंग फ्रॉम द रियल लाइफ, सो सूक्ष्म शरीर हैज गॉट दिस वासना। कर्मफल अनुभावकम, कर्मफल, व्हाट डू यू एक्सपीरियंस हियर? कर्मफल, सुख दुख, कर्मफल इज एक्सपीरियंस इन आवर माइंड। कर्मफल अनुभावकम स्वज्ञान तो अनादि उपाधि आत्मन, इट इज द बिगिनिंगलेस कंडीशनिंग ऑन द सेल्फ ब्रॉट अबाउट बाय इट्स ओन इग्नोरेंस। द This conditioning is coming because of ignorance. What is ignorance? Not knowing our true nature is ignorance. That is ajnana. We call it vasana also. Vasana is a causal body. Causal body is the cause of gross body and subtle body. So the ajnana is the cause for the gross body and subtle body. Remove the ajnana by jnana, then punarjanma na vidyate. There is no question of punarjanma thereafter. In verse number 98, it says, 98 and 99, sapno bhavati yasya vivaktavastha. Of this subtle body, sapna, the dream state, is a distinct state. Bhavati, a distinct state. Swamatra sesena vibhati yatra. Swamatra itself remaining alone. Swamatra, there is nothing else. Swamatra, that subtle body itself is there. And it projects vibhati, it signs yatra. Sapne tu buddhi swayameva rajate. Sapne tu buddhi swayameva rajate. Rajate means it signs. Sapne in the dream. Buddhi here means the vritti, the memory. Swayam rajate. It signs itself. There is nothing else. Only two things are there. The vrittis and the illuminator. And what is the basis of this dream? Jagrat kalin nana vidh vasana bhihi. All the dreams are projected on the basis of our impressions in the Jagrat avastha. It may be in this life or it may be experienced in the earlier life also. So all the dreams depend on our own experience. Since it is only the mind which is projecting, mind itself becomes dreamer and the dream world. It is the greatest fraud. Mind becomes dreamer and itself becomes dream world also. It becomes subject, it becomes object also. A same thing can never become subject and object. Therefore, it is the greatest fraud. Hence, when we come out from the dream state, we declare this is false. Then kartradibhavam pratipadya rajate. Pratipadya means having assumed kartradibhavam. Kartritvabhav and doer and enjoy. It becomes rajate, it signs. Yatra swayam bhati ayam paratma. But there is one thing very special here. Swayam vibhati paratma. Paratma means Paramatma is shining there. We are seeing the whole dream in the light of that Paramatma. It is not the light like this light, but we see everything. But we miss that light. We miss that light. Why do we miss that light? When we see some of the specifics, like the chair, table, building, light, fan, tree. We are seeing in the general light. If that general light is not there, in Amavasya Ratri, you may not be able to see the tree. But when we are seeing the tree in the waking state, we see the specific form, but we don't see the light. We miss that light. Similarly, in the dream state, we see all the dream, but we miss the illuminator of the dream. We miss it. Dhi matra ko upadhi sesh sakshi. Dhi matra ko upadhi asesh sakshi. And dhi matra is the asesh sakshi. Dhi matra, only one upadhi is there. What is that upadhi? What is the conditioning there? Only dhi, only that mind. That only upadhi is there. There is no other upadhi. No sthul upadhi and no Karan Sarir, only Sushma Sarir is there. Badi, Asesh Sachi, and he is the witness. The illuminator, the consciousness is the witness. Sakshi, what is the definition of Sakshi? Prasna nahi pucho aap. आपको जो बोलना है यू गो ऑन कंटिन्यू स्पीक डोंट आस्क मी व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ साक्षी
अंतःकरण उपहित
अंतःकरण उपहित चैतन्य इज साक्षी दैट मीन्स ए चैतन्य विच हैज गॉट ए कंडीशनिंग अंतःकरण इज द कंडीशनिंग द माइंड इज द कंडीशनिंग दैट इज कॉल्ड साक्षी एंड व्हाट इज हुई जीव अंतःकरण विशिष्ट चैतन्य चैतन्य बोथ आर चैतन्य स्वरूप बट दिस जीव इज आइडेंटिफाइड विद दिस आइडेंटिफाइड विद द कंडीशनिंग सो साक्षी हैज गॉट ए कंडीशनिंग बट ही इज नॉट आइडेंटिफाइड जीव ऑल्सो हैज गॉट द सेम कंडीशनिंग बट ही इज आइडेंटिफाइड देयरफॉर जीव सफर्स नॉट द साक्षी वेरी गुड से साक्षी न लिप्यते तत्कृत कर्मलेश एंड ही इज नेवर टेंटेड न लिप्यते वी अप्रूव मेनी टाइम रेड रोज नाउ येलो रोज न लिप्यते तत्कृत कर्मलेश वॉट एवर कर्म इज डन बाई द सटल बॉडी और द ग्रॉस बॉडी द अल्टीमेट इल्यूमिनेटर द साक्षी इज नेवर टेंटेड बाई दैट Why? Yasmat Sangha. Bas. Why? Why not tainted? Asanga. So if you want to remain always happy, so what we have to do? Asanga. Bas. Only this much is needed. It's not saying don't enjoy. Enjoy. But remain detached. Asanga. What is Sangha? Sangha is we think that this object is giving me pleasure. Without this object, I will not be happy. This is sangha. If my happiness is dependent on the object, persons and being, then I am attached. But if I know that my happiness does not depend on any person, being or object, then I am asanga. यस्मात् असंगः तथा एव कर्मदि न लिप्यते किंचित् उपाधिना कृतैः इट नेवर गेट्स टेंटेड बाय एनीथिंग डन बाय द उपाधि व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ उपाधि फिर आप प्रश्न पूछते हैं डोंट आस्क क्वेश्चन सो आई हैव टू रिमाइंड यू अगेन एंड अगेन क्या करें समीपे स्थित्वा स्वयं रूपम अन्यत्र आदधाति समीपे स्थित्वा स्टेइंग क्लोज टू ए थिंग देन ट्रांसफरिंग इट्स ओन गुना ऑन अदर्स आदधाति ट्रांसफर्स थ्रोज एंड द एग्जांपल गिवन क्रिस्टल एंड ए ब्लू क्लॉथ क्रिस्टल इज देयर कलरलेस पुट ए ब्लू क्लॉथ क्लोज टू इट द ब्लू क्लॉथ विद throw, blue cloth is an upadhi of the crystal. The blue cloth will throw its color on crystal. It is not really transferring, it is only an appearance. The crystal has taken the blue color. So that is upadhi. So this subtle body, gross body, they transfer their qualities on the Atman because the Atman is very close to these two. Therefore, these are called upadhi, conditioning. Rajate science. Science. It's science. Then in verse number 100, Sarva Vyapriti Karanam Lingam Idam Sarva Vyapriti, Sarva means all. Vyapriti means Vyapar, transacting. Vyapriti Karanam, all the Karanam, the instrument. How many instruments you have got? Bahikaran and Antakaran, two. And how many there are in Bahikaran?
Five plus five.
15. Karan, only instrument, only 10. Five Jnanendriya and five Karmendriya. Five organs of action, five organs of perception. 10 Bahikaran and अंतःकरण अंतःकरण चतुष्टय मन बुद्धि चित्त अहंकार कारणम लिंगम इदं स्यात् दी आर द लिंगम साइन स्यात् ऑफ चिदात्मन पुंसः ऑफ द आत्मन राइट्स दीज इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड एक्ट्स These all instruments are inert because they are made of inert material. They are all inert. But when the consciousness comes close to it, they all start functioning. Vyasada kimbhav takshana. Takshana means the carpenter. The carpenter got hammer, chisel. They are all different. Different from the carpenter. Similarly, these instruments are all different from Atman. Tenaiva Atma bhavati asangoyam. And that Atma is asanga. It's not attached to any one of the instruments.
Andhatvam andhatva patutva dharmaha.
Andhatvam andhatva patutva dharmaha.
Sauguna vaiguna vashadhi chakshushah.
Sauguna vaiguna vashadhi chakshushah.
Vadhira mukatva mukhastathaiva.
Vadhira mukatva mukhastathaiva.
Srotradi dharma natu veturatmanah.
Srotradi dharma natu veturatmanah. Andhatva mandatva patutva dharma.
Sauguna vaiguna vashati chakshusha.
Vadhira mukatva mukhastathaiva.
Srotradi dharma natu veturatmanah.
Andhatva, blindness. Mukatva, mandatva. Mandatva is the weakness. Andhatva, blindness. Then manda, weakness. Patutva, sharpness. Dharma, these are all the dharma or the condition or the guna of the conditioning. Saugunya, vaigunya, vasanti, chachasu. Saugunya, fitness. Vaigunya, defectiveness. They all belong to the chakshu. I am not able to see, I am blind. This is the dharma chakshu. I am not able to see clearly, cataract agya. The problem is with the eye. But suppose I am seeing very sharp. Bahut sharp dikhai padta hai. I can see 5 kilometers away, the signboard I can read. Sharpness, that also belongs to the chakshu. Fitness or defectiveness, these are all of the chakshus. And also, badhirya mukatva. Badhirya means the deepness. Mukatva, dumbness. Mukatva, tathaiva srotradi dharma. These are related to srotra, ear, adi, mukha. Mukatva, natu vetu atmana. Natu vetu, no, these are not of the atman. That we have seen many times in our Drik Drishya Vivek. If there is a shortcoming in my eyesight, does that mean that my mind has also become dull? If my eyes are dull, does that mean that my mind has become dull? No. If my mind is thinking positive or negative, does that mean the illuminator of the mind suffers? No. So these are all related to only the instrument, not Atman. Now about the prana, there always comes a question that Gurudev has written prana perhaps in kindle life as gross body. But in Tattvabodh, Shankaracharya has taken prana in the subtle body. This question was asked to Gurudev himself. How come you have grouped prana in the gross body? Annamaya kosh plus pranamaya kosh is gross body. Gurudev said, prana is the energy house. it gives energy both to the gross body and the subtle body. So therefore, it can be clubbed with the subtle body also, it can be clubbed with the gross body also. Both are correct. So when you read this Kindle line or your Tattva Bodh, you may find this difference. So that is not a problem. Now comes the prana. What is the functions of prana?
Uchvasa nishvasa vijrimbana kshuta.
Uchvasa nishvasa vijrimbana kshuta.
Dasyandanatut kramanadika kriyaha. Dasyandanatut kramanadika kriyaha. Pranadi karmani vadanti tadgyah. Pranadi karmani vadanti tadgyah. Pranasya dharma vashana pipase.
Pranasya dharma vashana pipase. Uchvasa nishvasa vijambanakshuta.
Tatprandanatu kramanadika kriyah. Pranadi karmani vadanti tadgyah. Pranasya dharma vashana pipase.
Vadanti, the verb is vadanti in the third line. And the subject is tajgyah. Tajgya means the knower of prana, the specialist of the prana, vadanti, they say. What they say? Uchvasina, uchvasa nishvasa vrijambana chut. Uchvasa, inhaling. Nishvasa, exhaling. So this breathing is in and out, it is continuously. And it is an involuntary action, it is Lord has not given this in our hand. Because a continuous powerhouse is needed, na? When we are sleeping or we are working, that powerhouse must, the connection should always be there. It should generate power, na? So how the power is generated? By inhaling, exhaling. If you want to verify it, then you do the pranayama. You will find that each cell of your body will vibrate. Each cell of your body vibrates. We experience when we learn pranayama from Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. And he showed us how to do it. And in Sudarshan Kriya, after doing the Sudarshan Kriya, we really found that each cell is vibrating. It took some time to subsidize that. The energy is so much at that time. So it's the powerhouse, the power is needed always. Because heart had to pump, digestion system, everything is working, whether we are sleeping or not. They are all working. So Lord has not given that in our hand. Aap so jaoge, pran bhi so jayega, bas khatam ho gaya. Sabere utke bas. Ram, 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 Ram. Then vijrambana, yawning. And this yawning, what is it? It's contagious, you know. One person.
Everybody.
And any person, he takes his hand here, you understand what he's going to do. Yeah, like. Chut means sneezing. In Hindi, what we call? Chink. Why it is called chink? Because when we sneeze, the chink word comes in. From there it comes a cheek. But some people are allergic in cheek, so they have to take medicines. Praspandan. Praspandan means secretion. Nose flowing or tears coming out is praspandan. Utkramanadika. Utkramanadika means dying. When a person dies, then this subtle body is to be ejected out of this gross body. So who propels? Udan vayu. Do you remember the pran, apan, vayan, udan and saman vayu? These are panch pranas. So that takes the jiva out of this gross body and then he goes to the another body. Pranasya dharma asana pipase. And this is the one more dharma prana. Asana, hunger. Pipasa, thirst. So long the pranas are working, you have got the hunger and thirst. Prana bang, no hunger, no thirst. In sadhana panchakam we have studied chud vyadhischa chikisyatam pritadin vichhausadam bujyatam. What is this hunger? Shankaracharya says it is a disease. It's a vyadhi. Continuously, every day, 3 times, 4 times, we have to eat. Jitana bhi khalo, phir bhook lag jata hai. It's a vyadhi, it's a rog. So therefore, pratidinam vichhausadam bhujyatam, but take only that much which is required. So, the pranas dharma are hunger and thirst. But what we say, I am hungry. Is it not so? So we are superimposing hunger on I. What is this I? It's the Atman. Because it is close to the Atman, subtle body is close to the Atman. So all the dharma of the gross body, subtle body, we superimpose on Atman. I am hungry, I am thirsty. But this hunger and thirst relates to prana. And then we learnt about 5 upaprana also. Kab bataya tha? Tattvabodh padhaya tha, tab bataya tha. What is 5 upaprana? One is nag. Nag means vomiting. When you are vomiting, then the nag vayu. That is the function of nag. Kurma. Kurma means unmilan. What you call this eyelids movement. These eyelid movements are by that. Kurma pran. Krikal. Krikal is for hunger. Devdatta. Devdatta is for yawning. When you yawn, it is the Devdatta. And Dhananjaya is for the nourishing. Now we go to the ego. What is this ego? Verse 103.
Antakaranameteshu Chakshuradishu Bhashmani Chakshuradishu Bhashmani Ahamityabhimanena Tishthatyabhasatejasa Antakaranameteshu Chakshuradishu Bhashmani Ahamityabhimanena Tishthatyabhasatejasa.
So ego is part of the subtle body. We know ego is the part of Antakaran Chatushta. And Antakaran Chatushta is the part of subtle body. So this aham bhav, I bhav comes. When it comes, this I bhav comes? This I bhav comes when the reflected consciousness is associated with the mind. At that time, this aham bhav comes. Very good. And we call it aham vritti. In Upadesa, we have learned there are 2 types of vritti. One is the idam vritti, another is aham vritti. So this reflection of consciousness is in mind becomes ego. When the reflection of consciousness happens in the mind, the ego comes. But the Atman is attributeless, formless, but this ego is now become limited. The Suddham is unlimited, infinite. The moment it becomes limited, we call it Jiva. And Gurudev used to say small I and big I. Suddham is big I, and then when this big I becomes conditioned by that Antakaran, it becomes small I. So Antakaran etesu chachuradisu varsmani aham iti abhimanena. Antakaranam is the inner equipment. Etesu in these chachuradisi eyes, organs of perceptions. Varsmani in the body, aham iti abhimanena, with the identification. So the inner equipment has its seat of expression. The inner equipment, the mind. The mind without the organs of perception cannot transact. The mind has to ride these five organs of perception, then only he can go out. So these are the seed. Identified with them, it tishtati. Adhimanena tishtati. It stays. Abhasa tejasa. And what is this? It is tejasa. Tejasa means it's the consciousness. How is this abhas? Abhas is the reflected consciousness. What is this ego? Then it is a reflected consciousness. Abhas tejasa. Abhas matram also is only an appearance. It is not really there. We give reality to the ego. But the Shastra says, it is abhas matra, it is only an appearance, it is only a reflection. So this awareness, this I am awareness, the ego comes when it connects with the reflections of consciousness. The reflection of consciousness associated with mind then becomes. And this ego covers Atman. This Tadatma is Sahaj Tadatma. We have studied in Drigdishya way. You cannot stop this identification. Like the sun falling on the sea is a Sahaj identification. You can't stop it. The clouds will come and they will cover sun. Is it not sun? Can you stop the identification of sun reflecting in the seawater? No. Similarly, the identification of the mind with the identification of reflected consciousness with the mind is sahaj tadatmya. You cannot stop it. The ego will come like the cloud. And what is the cause? Sun is the cause. Cloud covers sun. Similarly, what is the cause of the ego? Reflected consciousness. It covers the Atman inside. The ego will not allow you to reach up to the Atman. In Upadesa also we have seen, I am kuto bhavati chinvata ai patati aham nirvicharma. Upadesa Sramana Maharshi says, why you are suffering? Whenever dukkha comes, you always run out to fix the things. You are experiencing all your sukha and dukkha in mind. In karma yoga, bhakti yoga, ashtanga yoga, we always go out, we think that mind is real. We try to fix things outside. Isko aise karo, situation change karo, this karo, that karo. Raman Maharshi says, find out whether the mind at all is there or not. If mind is not there, there is no question of fixing the things outside. Margane kritable is just inquire. You don't have to do anything. Just inquire whether mind is at all there or not, which is experience, sukha and dukkha. Then he gives you the how to analyze. He tells you that what is mind. He says, flow of thought is mind. Vrittiyo mana. Flow of thought is mind. Okay, now analyze one thought. In one thought you will find there are two types of vritti, idam vritti and aham vritti. Idam vritti is the vritti which is coming from the outside. It relates to the objects of the world, which is continuously changing. Idam vritti is continuously changing. I am seeing chair, now I am seeing Premalji, now I am seeing Saoji, now I am seeing other person. It's continuously changing. But the aham vritti is permanent in relation to idam vritti. Idam vritti changes, but the aham vritti, the doer, the knower is the same. One who is the experiencer is the same. The Raman Maharshi say, okay, you drop idam vritti because it is continuously changing. नहीं ड्रॉप नहीं करेंगे नहीं करोगे तो करो क्या करोगे इफ यू वॉन्ट टू फॉलो दिस इदम वृत्ति विल टेक यू टू द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बिकॉज द कॉन्टेंट ऑफ द इदम वृत्ति इज ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज नॉट सो वृत्ति व्याप्ति व्हाट इज वृत्ति व्याप्ति
अशोक जी कैन से
Vritti Vyapti, it goes, consciousness goes through your eyes, it covers, pervades, envelopes the chair, bring the vritti, and then the reflected consciousness tells you this is chair.
That is for
So if you follow this vritti, the idam vritti will always take you outside. But if you try to inquire the aham vritti, it will take you to suddha aham. Batao, aapko kya chahiye? You want object of the world or you want the suddha aham? We want all suddha aham. So we have to negate idam vritti. We have to follow aham vritti. In aham vritti also, he says, I am kuto bhavati chinvata. Think where this I am vritti is coming. I am, we all are experiencing. But where from is this coming? Try to find out. It is there. This ego is false. What is the definition of ahankara? Ahankarta iti ahankara. Is it so? Is it inert or sentient? Inert. Inert cannot know itself and others. This is the definition of inert. Sentient knows itself and knows others. Now, tell me, ahankar, I am the doer, is a sentient thing or inert? It's sentient. Because of the reflected consciousness, it has become sentient. Now we have got only two things. One is Atma, another is body. Body is inert, Atma is sentient. And here you have got an ego, which you call sentient. Now tell me, to whom this sentient ego belongs to anatma or atma? If you say anatma, then anatma is inert. From inert, the sentient ego cannot come. If you say it is from the sentient atman, then atman is akarta. It cannot become karta. It's only inquiry. We have to just inquire, nothing else will be done. For this, no purification of mind, no puja, no path is needed. Raman Maharshi said, only inquire. We are inquiring, we are trying to reach to Suddham. He said, you try to find out whether the mind is there or not. Then he says, what is mind? Mind is flow of thoughts. Good. Flow of thoughts. Well, each thought you analyze. In each thought you will find two things. The knower and the known. Aham vritti and idam vritti. All idam vritti relates to the objects of the world. If you follow the idam vritti, it will take you outside. But I want to know Shuddha aham. Therefore, I have to follow aham vritti. The aham vritti which I know is the conditioned one, the jiva. He said, find out where from this aham vritti is coming. Then he tells you how to analyze this. This aham vritti becomes the subject and the object also. It is the greatest fraud. When the same thing becomes subject and object, it is greatest fraud. How this aham vritti becomes both subject and object? Aham karta is subject. Is it not so? I am the doer, I am karta. Then again you say, I am doing. You become subject, object also, doing. Then you analyze, is a sentient ego, whether it belongs to the body, mind, intellect, equipment, I mean the inner thing, anatma? No, because anatma cannot give sentiency. Okay, then it definitely, by the law of remainder, if it is not anatma, it has to be atma. The moment say it belongs to atma, I will say atma is akarta. And this ahankari say, I am karta. So it cannot belong to atma also. So therefore, it is really not there. It is like the story of Mani Mama. How many of you remember the Mani Mama story? 1, 2, 3, 4. Mani Mama. Let me tell you the story of the Mani Mama. Mani Mama. Nowadays all they go for what they call some
destination wedding.
Destination wedding. Both parties, they come in one hotel and they stay here in one place. So same thing happened with this, in this story also. Bridegroom party and bride party both staying in one hotel. They have come here, that decided, the boy and girl got married. Okay. Now in all weddings, you know, mama has got a very special role. So this was Mani Mama, one Mani Mama there. So he went to bridegroom party and asked me, what you are giving, how many sets you are giving to the bride. So he said, 2 laya hai. He said, you had 6 ka baat tha. Why have you brought 2? Get 6, 4 more. They were confused. His Mani Mama is from the bride party. Kuch to karna hoga. And the same Mani Mama going to the bride party now. Now these people are thinking he is the mama of the boy. Kya khana bana, kya menu kya hai? This isn't. Oh, you have made only 2 stalls? Para stall banao? So they were also confused. Sadiya, both were thinking, ab ek bar saadi hona hai, uske baad mein Mani Mama ko dekhte hai. Then after the marriage, they all both parties had. And they started talking. Your mama said this thing to me. They said, your mama said this thing. Find out where is this mama. They started finding Mani Mama, Mani Mama, palayan.
Kha pi ke bhag gaya.
Similarly, this Mani Mama is nothing but our ego. See? And this is giving us the maximum problem. You see, the birds, when they see the reflection in the mirror, they think it is there or another bird is there, they start pecking. Or you take a dog into the mirror hall, if he start barking, all the dogs, they start barking. And if he hits, jumps on the other, they also jump. But he thinks it's real. very understand to understand the example. Now apply this on your ego. You are giving reality to the ego and suffering. It's only a reflection, is it not so? Reflection can never become real. Pratibimba can never become bimba. Reflected sun is not real sun. So this ahankar is also reflected consciousness. It's not real. We are giving much reality. This is our cause of problem. Actually, what is this? It's only a abhas tejasa. Abhas means only appearance. Mark the word abhas tejasa. Shankaracharya is very, very clear. Tejasa, it is only a consciousness, only an appearance, reflected consciousness. So in the PMI chart, where is this ego? PFT is your ego. Perceiver plus feeler plus thinker is ego in our. And what are the other names for this? Chidabhas. Chit Pratibimba. Third, Chit Chaya. Chit Chaya, Chit Pratibimba, and Chidabhas. Three words you will find in the Shastra. I have to read one paragraph from Gurudev's commentary. The mind functions through the five organs of perception. When the mind is controlled, the sense organs are controlled. The sense organs are the platform on which the mind functions, and they can only function when the mind enlivens them. So the connection, how the connection comes? First the reflected consciousness comes in the mind. Mind transfer it to the organs of perception and organs of action. And it comes to the body, gross body it comes. When I say I am seeing, what exactly happens within me? The light of consciousness functioning in the mind as I. This mind thrilled by the consciousness and functioning through the sense organs becomes the seer. Therefore, the Atman is not itself the seer, nor the hearer, nor the smeller, nor the taster, nor the toucher. Atman is not doing anything. Atman is akarta. Only when it functions through the mind does it become the illuminator of what the senses are doing. For in the pure consciousness, there are no objects at all. It is one without a second.
अहंकारसविज्ञेयः कर्ता भोक्ताभिमानयम् कर्ता भोक्ताभिमानयम् सत्वादिगुणयोगेन चावस्थात्रयमश्नुते अहंकारसविज्ञेयः कर्ता भोक्ताभिमानयम् सत्वादिगुणयोगेन चावस्थात्रयमश्नुते
अहंकारसविज्ञेयः नो इट टू बी ईगो अहंकार ईगो विज्ञेय No it to be ego. Karta bhokta abhimani I am this. Karta bhokta doer and enjoyer. Abhimani identifying. So it becomes karta and bhokta. We say I am enjoying, I am suffering. We have transferred the dharma of the antakaran on I. I means Atman. We never say ego enjoyed, ego suffered. Buddha, how was the lunch today? Oh, We don't say, no, ego suffered or ego enjoyed lunch. I enjoyed. Sattvadi gun yogena cha avastha trayam asunte. Sattvadi gun, sattvadi gun, sattva, rajastamas. Sattvadi gun yogena. With the union, avasthatrayam. What is this avasthatrayam? Now you all have to tell avasthatrayam. Jagrat, sapna and susupti. So in the susupti, it is tamogun. Tamogun pradhanita susupti. We don't know Atman, we don't know our body, and we don't know the Jagat also. Three things. In the deep sleep, we don't know Atman, ignorance of Atman is there. We don't know our body also at that time, in deep sleep. And the world also is not known. It's tamogun. Tamogun covers everything. But in the waking and dream state, you can say it is rajogun. It can be rajogun. But sometimes it can become sattogun also. Sattogun also. Suppose you are dreaming. Today you have heard the lecture on Vivek Chudamani. Shankaracharya is explaining what is this ego and all that. In the night you started dreaming. And you see that Shankaracharya is sitting there. And you are discussing with Shankaracharya. You say, direct Shankaracharya is discussing. So will you call it Rajasik? No, it becomes Sattvik. So in the dream also it can be Sattvik. Although the whole projection is Rajasik, it becomes Sattvik. The story of ego continues.
So is the waking state
Sattvik? Waking state can also become Sattvik. If you are doing the puja, Sattvik.
Now it is Sattvik.
It is Sattvik. Otherwise, if you are doing in the worldly things, it's Rajasik.
And you're sleeping.
But even if you are sleeping in satsang, that is Tamasik. Then it's Tamasik state. The story continues, eh? We'll see.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari.